Locker room chats continuing here on 92.1 KMCA as we now talk Nemaha Central basketball. And pleased to be joined, as always, by girls head coach Haddon Hilchin. It is brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, Haug Seed, and Hilltop Creations. Coach, team playing some really good basketball right now. Six straight wins after the victory on a Tuesday night against Jefferson West in what was a very crucial game, not only for Substate, but to determine a potential league champion. You get it done 30-27. Just talk about the grit and the grind of your team in that ball game on Tuesday.
Yeah, we knew, Jeff West with Coach Molloy's team coming in. They played great defense and that it was going to be a grinder. And we just did a great job of grinding out a win for, 32 minutes. We were great on defense the entire game. We rebounded the ball really well, and we took care of it on offense, and we made just enough shots to get the job done.
Yeah, and your defense has really just been next level, not only just all season, but particularly here in the last four. You've held teams to 31, 30, 29, and 30. Certainly going to always have yourself in ball games when your defense is playing that good. You know, Addie Holthouse, let's talk about her for a minute. You know, the junior, just really such a consistent player, your leading scorer, and seems like every night she's going to get you anywhere from 12 to 15 points, 6 to 8 rebounds, and it just seems about as consistent as you can have with her.
Yeah, she's really done a great job, this year, stepping up her game offensively, and she really does do a great job. She gets a lot of quiet points, and next thing you know, she's got 12 or 15 points in the game. And she's been able to step outside, hit the three ball here a couple times recently, so that's added to her game, but just does a great job for us in practice and also in the games as well.
She had 15 points, 9 rebounds in that win against Jeff West, and now we're just at the point where we got two games left in the regular season. Tomorrow night you go to Holton, and then Tuesday night you'll wrap it up at Riverside. So a challenging stretch here to close out the season. You guys control your destiny to land another Big 7 league title. And plus, it's very crucial for these games in terms of Substate, but in terms of a league championship potentially, does it get talked about a lot, at least here recently, in regards to trying to win another Big 7 league title? Do the girls talk about it? I mean, how do you kind of keep the focus in the mind right?
Yeah, we've mentioned a little bit, but we don't focus on it too much. We just talk about the next game, and that's all that we can control. But the girls definitely have played with maybe a little chip on their shoulder. And, I think they feel maybe a little slighted that winning four in a row and they weren't picked again. And they're out to prove everybody wrong. So we're just kind of taking that mentality and going one step at a time, one game at a time. And we know that Holton has been playing really good basketball here. So we have to be ready each and every time out. And as well as Riverside next Tuesday, they've been playing really well. So they're going to be two tough road games, but ones that we're ready for, and we'll be ready for Friday and next Tuesday.
And you could certainly argue that this 3A Substate at Silver Lake could be the toughest in all of 3A when you talk about a team like Silver Lake, who is sitting at 16-1, Hiawatha with 15 wins, you guys sitting there with 14 wins. Jeff West, of course, played tight games both times you've seen them, and Rossville's a double-digit win team. It's not ideal when there's so many teams that are capable of getting to the state tournament, but obviously only one's going to be able to get out of there. But what's your early thoughts on kind of how the Substate looks so far?
It's tough as anybody's, but one that we'll be ready for. And a lot of us are going to play each other for the third time, which makes it that much more tough, I guess. But it's going to be a great challenge, and in the next week and a half we'll kind of prepare for that. But it's going to be a fun one. Each game you get, doesn't matter the first round or if you get to the second, it's going to be a grinder each and every night.
That is Haddon Hilchin, the Nemaha Central girls basketball coach, joining us. They've won six straight. They're 14-4, 10-2 in league play, a chance to win another league championship, controlling their own destiny, but need to get through Holton tomorrow night and then Riverside on Tuesday to potentially lock that up before Substate. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck tomorrow night at Holton, and we will talk to you again one more time next week.
All right, Brandon, thank you very much.